original core register will be open to individuals and small businesses, and it will enable people to opt out from receiving unsolicited telemarketer calls. So once a person has registered their telephone number, it will be prohibited for telemarketers to contact that number.
So it will require people to get in touch with whoever's managing the register and have their name and number put onto it?
Yes, it will require them to make that effort. However, we assume or we predict that it will be a reasonably simple exercise.
Okay, so then they'll form part of a database, and that will then what be distributed to telemarketing companies as a list of people that they need to know that they can't call?
It won't be distributed to telemarketing companies. Telemarketers will actually contribute to the cost of running the scheme through the payment of subscription fees to access the register. So if they need the information to know who or who not they can't call, who they can't call, they will need to pay to access the information on this Do Not Call register.
Will there be any obligation on them to not call people who are on the register? Will there be any punishment for them if they don't, if they start calling people who are on the register?
If they start calling people on the register, there are some enforcement options that will be put in place, including warnings, fines, formal directions and financial penalties. The most important thing is to ensure that if any of these enforcement options are applied upon them, that they do not reoffend.
Mm-hmm. All right. Will that apply to only Australian-based companies? What about offshore telemarketing companies?
It should include any Australian company that engages or contracts with an overseas company to carry out telemarketing. So any company does that should be liable according to domestic Australian law for any breaches of regulation provisions made by the overseas company.
Have any concerns been raised? I guess there's quite a number of people that would be employed as telemarketers. Are there any concerns that it could reduce employment in the industry?
There may be concerns from the telemarketer's point of view, but at the same time, the most important thing from our point of view is that consumers' privacy and the right to be able to contact it or not is retained. So, therefore, if somebody doesn't want to be called, that should really be respected.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, would there be any types of calls that or telemarketing situations that are exempt? Say, for instance, if somebody has an account with a company, could that company be contacting them as a telemarketer?
Apparently there are a limited range of exemptions that apply, for example, charity groups, people undertaking social research, and your example, which is companies with an existing business relationship, for example, with existing accounts or contracts, yes. So if you already have entered into a contract with a telemarketing company, there is a chance that they will call you again.
Okay, and so because you have that relationship established, then you can't be exempt from them calling you?
No, you won't be exempt because there's assumed knowledge or there's that you've agreed to be contacted again.
I could imagine that the size of the database would be fairly substantial. Could there be any difficulties in managing that?
There may be difficulties. First of all, is that the register will have to manage it. You're correct in saying that the register will have to manage a database that will most probably cover a majority of the population. There's also privacy and security issues associated with that. So there will be an onus of responsibility and significant cost placed on the body administering the register to ensure that consumers' privacy and personal information is not misused.
All right. When would we see this register come into effect?
The register is expected to be up and running by 2007.